Well, folks, driving home last night here in mid-Missouri, I can tell you there was quite a lightning display in the Jeff City and Columbia areas, Ashland as well, late last night. But over to our west, there were actually a couple of weak tornadoes, but tornadoes nonetheless, one in the Archie area and one near Blue Springs Lake. And joining me to talk about what happened, just the little information that she has, and we're happy to have her, is Sarah Atkins. She's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Kansas City. Sarah, what can you tell us, first of all, about Archie, and then after that, the Blue Springs Lake? Two different tornadoes, it sounds like.
Yes, two separate tornadoes. We did have a line of storms move through last night, and we were able to get two weak tornadoes. I mean, they were short-lived as well. So the first was in Archie. It happened around 2:56 in the morning. It had a max wind speed of 80 miles per hour. It was only on the ground for about a mile and a half and only about 40 yards wide. And we did have some damage to a couple of homes with that tornado. We had our second tornado, which was in South Blue Springs area and went towards Lake Lotawanna. And that tornado was a little bit stronger, but still an EF0. It had max wind speeds of 85 miles per hour, was on the ground for almost 6 miles, and again, 40 yards wide. And that actually occurred first. That was about 2:20 in the morning with that tornado.
So we had two different tornadoes. No deaths, I understand. No deaths, am I correct?
No deaths and no injuries.
Boy, that's wonderful news to hear, because obviously with those winds, it could have been serious. What happened? What happened to cause these?
So we had a line of storms moving through, moving towards the southeast. At the same time, we had some storms and gusts of wind moving to the southwest. And so when those actually ended up kind of running into each other over these areas, and when they did that, that helped kind of create that rotation in the lower part of the atmosphere.
Final question. Obviously, the two tornadoes are getting a lot of attention, but I was on the radio this morning live with our Moberly affiliate, and as I was on with them, they were talking about a lot of, one of the hosts I believe I was on with said he has flooding in his basement in Moberly. A caller called in and said, and if I heard her right, some areas up there, she said, got 5 inches of rain. Does that sound possible?
Yes. Yes, we actually did have reports of flash flooding in that area. We had reports of water covering some of the roadways, and we did have flash flood warnings out last night. And, yeah, we've gotten a couple of rain reports around that area with, 3 to 4 inches of rain, and it's certainly not out of the question to have seen some higher amounts in certain areas in that part of the state.
And final question, when you said 3 to 4 inches in some areas, can you name a couple of the towns that I can use or mention?
Yeah, so Moberly had 3.67 inches of rain. Salisbury had 4.10. And let me look at Long Branch Lake, which is near Macon. But that was a little bit further north, but also just to get an idea, they had 1.47, though, as well in that area. So,
and that's it's a huge amount, because obviously I'm very familiar with those areas. And that's 3.6, 4.1, 1.47, all within what was the time frame for that?
I think that was all within probably about, let's say, 12 hours.
Gotcha. Very good. Sarah, I know you're super busy. Anything you want to add, feel free.
Yeah, we do have a couple of other chances for storms, mainly across northern Missouri early tomorrow morning, but then again Friday evening with central Missouri potentially seeing those. So we just want people to stay weather aware, meaning, stay up to date on the stay updated on the forecast and make sure that you have multiple ways to receive warnings.